wanted to play.
He had no care in the world because he said, "I only want to play for that team."
Hold on.
Because that.
How do you know?
I heard your words.
Said Watson.
No. They would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
You're saying that's me, nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by.
A solicitor of role models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
So it looks like it's just the three of us. Jimmy is nowhere to be seen.
His grandma probably kicked him out.
Maybe. Too much noise.
Yep.
All right, so let's get started. It is Super Bowl week. Let's start with Brock Purdy because I know how Dave feels about Brock Purdy. Is this his chance to prove something to all the haters?
I don't think it's a chance to prove something. I think everybody knows what Brock Purdy is and how Brock Purdy plays. I mean, he's going to play the same as usual. Nobody ever said Brock Purdy sucked. He was bad. He was a horrible quarterback. We just said that there's pieces around him that make him better.
Jonathan?
I agree with that so far. So far. I'm gonna leave it at that until... I mean, unless he gets like 300 yards where it's like unequivocally all Brock Purdy, like it's nobody else. Like you could tell it's him doing all the work. I'm gonna keep saying it. Like he has too many weapons around him.
But then Dave could play devil's advocate and say yards after catch.
That goes in
Dave's favor on what he's saying.
I'll say this: Patrick Mahomes, just because he had won one Super Bowl, didn't make him the greatest quarterback of all time.
In
the talks of it, he's done it. Consistently throughout his career. Is it too early to say that Brock Purdy is the best? Yeah, I think it's too early.
Yeah.
Will he have a good game? Probably. That's a good game.
No one's saying Brock Purdy is the best. No one is saying he's the GOAT. But we're just saying that he's a good quarterback and this Niners team would not be there without him.
I don't know if I would say that Niners team wouldn't be there without him.
All right, so put back Josh Johnson and see where they go, Dave. Put in Josh Johnson. Put in Mac Jones and see where they go.
Yeah, but you put Jimmy Garoppolo back in there, they probably still win.
Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback.
All right, then.
So I don't understand the point.
His point is that there's a lot of weapons there. So if you
even
with a good quarterback in that system, that quarterback is gonna look.
It's the same thing as Baker Mayfield going to Tampa Bay after Tom Brady leaves. Good team, good players.
Baker's a solid quarterback. He wasn't in the right system in Cleveland.
But these are all solid quarterbacks.
What I'm saying.
There's a difference between elite and just being great.
You can't say that Patrick Mahomes isn't an elite quarterback the way he got his team into the playoffs and now it's a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you could put Mac Jones on the Niners and they would not be in the conference championship. You could put someone...
But he got weapons over there. He would have weapons. Listen, yes, Mac Jones throws horrible passes at points in the game, but he had no weapons over in New England. None whatsoever, wide receiver-wise. The best things they had were tight ends. Give him good wide receivers, he may possibly have made it to the playoffs. I'm not saying he's going to make a Super Bowl run, but he would have played better.
I get that. All right. Nice of you to join us, Jimmy.
You're on mute, Jimmy.
There he is, that cocksucker.
Yo.
I heard you like it more than I do.
All right, let's stick to sports. Must be nice. So let's get to the Chiefs. We all figured this was a team that's going to go on a run. This was a team that was going to get hot at the right time. How important is it for the legacy of Patrick Mahomes to win another Super Bowl? We'll start with Jonathan.
It is very important. However, I don't think it'll diminish his legacy in any way if he doesn't get a Super Bowl ring just yet. He's only in his sixth season, and he already has two rings, and he's been there three times. So it's like he's already cemented a spot in the Hall of Fame within six seasons, in my opinion, so far. Unless he drastically falls off, which I don't think is going to happen, I feel like he's already cemented a spot in the Hall of Fame. Just getting to the Super Bowl, as hard as it is, like, no one's denying how good of a quarterback he is or his legacy, in my opinion.
Dave?
Listen, Patrick Mahomes, he's in the running for greatest quarterback of all time if he keeps this up, mm-hmm. next to Tom Brady. Is this a big game for him? Every Super Bowl is a big game. Yeah. Does it matter if he wins or loses? I don't think it really matters if he wins or loses, because a guy that took his team that looked like they had no hope of making another Super Bowl run throughout this season to make another Super Bowl run solidifies who he is as a quarterback and what his team can do. Put great receivers on his team some more, and next season they'll win the Super Bowl.
Jimmy, how are you feeling about this Super Bowl matchup? Is it more important for Brock Purdy, or is it more important for Patrick Mahomes to get another ring?
You could say both, because it's always good to have another ring, but I think Brock Purdy is going to feel the pressure of that going into that game for him. Like, hey, this is my second year in the league, and I could, like, you know, achieve something greatness. Like, if he does win, he'll be the third quarterback and to go to the Super Bowl, win it in the second season. There's only other two quarterbacks have done it. So I think for him, it'd be very pressuring on him. But if he stays calm and doesn't do stupid mistakes, I think they could definitely have a chance. So I think Purdy's going to have more pressure on him.
So the way I look at it is this. There's so much slander going towards Brock Purdy's way. But this is a guy that's not even supposed to be there right now. He's not even supposed to have the starting job. So whether Purdy wins or loses this one doesn't really affect his career moving forward. I think he'll get back there again. But for San Francisco, I think this game is more important to the legacy of Kyle Shanahan. And if he wants to be one of those all-time great coaches, one of those great offensive coordinators, he has to win the Super Bowl, because a lot of people seem to forget, and Dave remembers this, he was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta when they lost 28-3 against the New England Patriots. Yep. He was also the head coach in the Super Bowl 2020, where they had a 20-10 lead, and they lose that one 31-20. So if we're talking legacy, this has more of an impact on Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan just proved himself to be a great head coach. You know, he other teams, offensive coordinator, you know, you can't count what happened to Shanahan and past teams not as a head coach. You know, he's brought a team like the 49ers who I don't think anybody before last year would have counted the 49ers as a Super Bowl team until he took over and made that organization what it is. So I think Kyle Shanahan's proved why they brought him in, why he's a great head coach. And I think he's going to be in the playoffs from here on out, especially if they keep that core together.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by our good friends at the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. So, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we have much more to get to. It is going to be our favorite game, the Immaculate Grid. We will be right back. The Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. And as always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited role models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
We will be right back.
MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens.
Guys.
Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
It's the top team in Kansas City, which I'm afraid they're going to go on a run again.
Yep.
That's right. What I'm thinking. I'm thinking they may go on a run.
And where it looks like they're about to go on a run again.
Yeah.
Didn't play well all season, and the playoffs come, it's a whole new ball game.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. It looks like we lost David. I have no idea where David went.
He disappeared into the void.
So let's do it, boys. The Immaculate Grid. This one looks very... Oh, we did got Dave back. Okay.
Sorry, I was sharing the link. Sorry.
We lost Dave for a moment. All right, so let's do it, boys. Immaculate Grid. Of course, we're going to do Football Edition. Let's see what we got for us today.
What do we got? What do we got?
Oh,
we
God. Get,
this one.
Is that 10,000 yards passing career?
Well, I know what we could do for the Raiders.
Derek Carr.
Nope. Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Rich Gannon.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He was the quarterback for the Super Bowl team.
You could say Stafford.
And in Texans, you could say Watson.
Yeah.
Get that out the way quick. Yo, Watson. Yeah, deep threats over there.
I got someone better.
Who?
You can say one of the cars.
No, someone else. Matt Schwab.
Oh, Schwab. I forgot he was over there. All right. Raiders, Cowboys. Raiders, Panthers. God.
This is a complicated one.
Yeah.
Texans and Cowboys is Schultz.
Yep.
Who?
Schultz.
The tight end.
Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz.
That's right.
Dalton, the big boy.
Dalton.
You good over there?
Nah, man.
You've seen Arizona a lot, haven't you?
Nah, the Adderall hasn't kicked in yet.
Cowboys Raiders.
Cowboys Raiders.
That's probably someone we're missing.
Oh, Lions Panthers. I know one.
Lions Panthers.
Smith? Oh, never mind.
Who'd you thought?
CJ Gardner Johnson.
What?
Oh, that's freaking Eagles.
Yeah.
My bad, boys. My bad.
I thought you were better than this, bro. We were on a good streak until you ruined it, Doug.
I don't know. I thought C.J. Gardner-Johnson played for them.
Ah, I got drafted by the Eagles, and now he's in the Lions.
The only thing he knows how to play is himself. Waving to the
Jesus fans. Christ.
Yeah, waving to the fans. First half of the game because you think it's a blowout. Must be nice, bro.
No.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
So let's see. Lions and Panthers, bro.
I don't know. This is hard. Cowboys, Lions, I don't know.
Texans, Panthers.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Texans, Panthers, I feel like I know a guy. I know a guy.
I feel like, too, I'm thinking like backup quarterbacks.
We're at Baker Mayfield? No, he didn't.
No, not Baker.
Wasn't there a kicker for the Raiders and Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. I think you're right, but I don't know his name.
Dougie, do your magic trick and Google up the kickers.
All right. Panthers, Texans. Okay.
Let's see now. All right. Panthers, Texans. I feel like I know Was Noah right. Brown?
No, he's got something.
Shane Graham.
There you go.
That's one. You redeemed yourself, Dougie. That was good.
That was good.
Why do I feel like Carson played on some teams?
Oh, no. He played.
He played for the Colts.
Yeah, he played for the Colts. Colts, Washington, and Eagles.
Who played for the Lions and Cowboys?
That's a tough one.
There's probably somebody there we're missing.
It's got to be a defensive player.
Could be.
I don't know.
I think he's right. I'm thinking of a defensive player that played for them, but I can't think of his name.
They got us beat on this one.
Lions, Cowboys.
Yeah, Lions Cowboys are tough.
We got to think of like old quarterbacks, like backups.
Castle.
Yeah, I think he played in Dallas.
I think
Dallas.
He played for Dallas and Raiders. I think.
Yeah, check him.
I think Matt Castle did.
He's a journeyman, bro. He's been around. No, on the Raiders.
The Raiders and the Cowboys.
Raiders and Cowboys.
No, you're wrong. I think.
Oh, it was.
Imagine he played on all of them.
Yeah, he did. Bro. He did. That's why I went to the Lions, though, just in case.
Go to Raiders and put Matt Castle.
Raiders and Cowboys.
No, you can't do the same person.
Oh.
You can't?
No.
Let's see. Who else? What's another backup?
Wrong.
He played for Dallas and Detroit, though. I thought maybe he played with the Raiders, too.
Yeah. Wait, did Deion play for Dallas and Raiders?
Oh, yes, put Deion.
Deion Sanders did play for the Raiders and because he retired.
Yeah, he did. That's good, bro. Oh.
No.
What?
Must be nice.
He played for the Cowboys, though.
He played for the Cowboys.
He played for the Lions.
Oh, Amari Cooper.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
He's been around that long? Like, that many teams?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Who's the fucking... Oh, I can't even see the other ones.
People were probably screaming Cooper to us, bro.
Kerry Collins?
Who's in the middle? DJ Chark?
Oh, he did play for the Lions. I forgot he got drafted by the Lions.
Must be nice.
All right, let's redeem ourselves.
Did they have basketball? There we go.
Get a basketball one.
Okay.
We're not getting
with the trades. Basketball.
I like this one. This one's good.
Yeah.
Is the Lakers and Suns should be obvious. He just got traded this year to them.
You could go with Shaq.
Yeah, you can go with Shaq.
Yeah.
There you go, Shaq.
Kings and Lakers.
That's easy, bro.
Who? You say easy.
Charlotte Hornets.
Christian Wood was in the Kings, no?
What's that say?
Yeah, he was.
Wood, bro.
Charlotte and the Lakers would have been Shaq, too.
Yep.
No.
Christian Wood wasn't?
No, Christian Wood wasn't.
Where was Wood?
Outside of the States and D.C. For the Suns. Ooh.
Spurs. Who played for the Spurs?
Born outside of the U.S. 50 states and
D.C.
So,
Steve Nash for the Suns.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
He's right.
Canadian.
Can you say it's a bonus for the Kings?
Yeah. Sabonis was born overseas.
Bonus.
And the Hornets, it would have to be.
No.
It's not Sabonis?
Where was he born?
All right, let's look him up.
He's American.
Sabonis?
No, there's no way.
You guys are.
They play Europe?
You guys are fucked.
He definitely played Europe.
Don't judge a book by its cover, man.
Nah.
On the King?
Yeah, who's? It's not.
It'll probably be like someone you're underrated.
Is it Monk? Could be like Monk? Harrison, maybe like Harrison on the Ball. On the Kings.
Harrison Barnes or. Who else?
All right, so here's the thing with Sabonis.
He played overseas.
No, Sabonis is Lithuanian, but he was born in Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
Wow.
That stupid technicality bullshit.
Must be nice.
Yeah, he was born in the
state. What about Monk on for them?
Malik Monk?
Yeah, but is he, you think he's American?
Yeah, he's American, bro.
No, he's Canadian, I think.
Malik
Monk? Yeah.
You could put it and see.
All right, let's get some more. Let's get some other one.
Yeah, yeah, Malik Monk was Canadian, I believe.
Let me try it. If
Monk!
Doug.
That's a jar. All right, let's leave that alone.
Doug.
Yeah.
If the Spurs were over there, I'd name like 100 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili,
Wemby,
Haynes Spurs, Hornets. I don't think you could, really. I don't. No names did, are popping in my head.
Where did Pau Gasol play?
Spain.
No, before he came to Charlotte. Before he came to the Lakers, was he in Charlotte?
And he might have been.
No, he was in Memphis.
Wait, who?
Pau.
Pau Gasol. No, what about his brother?
Paul was in Memphis. Paul's brother was in Memphis.
No, they both were.
Oh, they both were?
Yeah, but one of them play for the Kings or Charlotte? I think one of them didn't play because he jumped around. I know the older brother stayed at the Lakers until he retired.
No, he didn't. He got traded.
Paul? Mark? Oh, Jesus Christ, I don't even know.
Paul retired, I think, there, yeah.
Who are you putting
there? But his brother.
Don't put us.
Who'd you have?
Boris Diaw.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Boris Diaw.
Kings Lakers. Rick Fox?
Did he play for the Kings?
I think he did.
Did he?
Rick Fox?
Listen, we got three left.
Are you thinking about De'Aaron Fox?
No, I think Rick Fox is thinking about.
Yeah, Rick Fox. Rick Fox.
Listen, we got three. We're going to got three more guesses.
Yeah, we're going to lose this one.
Yeah.
Hornets and Spurs.
I swear I'll play for Charlotte. I could be wrong.
Ooh.
What about Rondo? He was all over.
I don't think he played for the Spurs, though.
He played for the Celtics.
I don't think he played for the Kings either.
He played for the Lakers.
Yeah, he played for the Lakers. He played for the Celtics. He played for...
It doesn't hurt to try it.
Nah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
He got it.
He did play.
He did play for the Kings. Okay.
Must have been this year.
Yeah, this...
Hornets, I don't know, man. Hornets and Lakers?
Who's he put it in? You put a Monk again?
Malik Monk, he never put it in there.
Uh-huh.
He didn't put Malik Monk the first time.
We got it wrong.
Yeah, he put it, it was wrong.
Magic of Google.
Which, Kings, U.S., or Hornets?
The Spurs really do. It's so hard.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of players you can think of. I mean, there's players you can think of, but a lot of them skate on there.
Where's Patty Mills at right now?
Oh, that's right. He played for the Spurs.
Oh, good. But who else did he play for?
He was in the Nets, but he's not on the Nets anymore. I think he's on he might be on the Kings.
You think?
Nah.
Wait, didn't Jeremy Lin play for the Kings and for the frickin' Spurs?
Nah, he didn't.
He jumped around.
Yeah, he was the Knicks and Lakers. And then Rockets.
I think it was in the Kings, too, and on the Spurs for a little. I could be wrong.
Or Knicks, Rockets, Lakers. I don't know what order, but. Kemba Walker was for the Hornets, but he didn't play for the Spurs. Kemba Walker could be a guy that's
Kemba
not
Walker
born.
For the Kings, if you want. For what? Outside.
What?
No, he played for the Hornets.
Yeah, but. But you could. I don't know if he was born in the U.S.
I don't think he was.
Who?
Try it. I mean, it's our final guess.
Yeah, it's our final guess.
Who? Kemba Walker?
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, we suck.
Wow, that was a tough one.
We suck today, boys.
That one.
Rudy Gay, Tony Parker. Tony Parker played on Charlotte?
When was this?
All right, I'll look.
Tony Parker definitely got drafted by.
And when the fuck? When the fuck was Dwight Howard on the Hornets?
Dwight Howard moved all over the place.
No, he was on the Hornets. That was a. I should have known that one too. I forgot he was on the Hornets.
All right, so Tony Parker played on the Hornets 2018-2019.
His last year.
That's right, he did. I remember that now.
I forgot he did.
Yeah, he didn't get any PT, bro. He didn't get any play time.
Yeah.
Damn, Bismack Biyombo, bro.
Should we do one more football one to redeem ourselves?
That's up to you, boy.
You can't do another football one. You got to choose a different day.
No, there's always a different one, I thought.
No. Nah, it's one per day.
Yeah, it's one per day, bro. We exceeded our
limit. Hold on.
You would have to go to baseball.
We exceeded our limit.
Are you gonna know baseball?
Played in the major Negro leagues. Oh my god, yeah, get rid of this, bro. Because yeah, we're not go,
if you can find
no, hold on, hold on. Black History Month.
I don't know it.
It was appropriate.
Yeah, but I don't know anyone.
Yeah, but you have a 300 average season.
300 average season for the Dodgers and Oilers. I mean,
Reggie Jackson, bro.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but did he play in the Negro leagues?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he started in Negro.
He's the first one, man.
Oh my god.
Yo, if we get this wrong.
No.
All right, skip it. Go to a different one.
He's not that old.
He didn't play that. Where did he come from?
Change it. Yo, what
the he fuck? Played in like the 70s. The Negro League was probably like in the 30s and 40s.
What the fuck do we just do, Doug? I think I have to take this down, bro.
Yo, I think we just hit L on that one.
All right, go to football and change it. Previous grids.
Find like a Super Bowl one or. Okay.
Right, here we go. All
right. Bengals or Ravens? God, I should know this one.
First team AP All Pro.
First team AP. Bengals and Ravens is easy.
Jamar Chase.
Who won Bengals and Ravens?
All right, so the Negro Leagues was in the 1920s.
Oh God, yeah, we're not gonna know that.
Why would you put Reggie Jackson?
Yeah,
That's it. Where did Reggie Jackson play before he went to the MLB?
You guys didn't stop me from.
Look up where Reggie Jackson first started.
Reggie Jackson. Okay, let's see. Man,
this might be a tougher one, too.
He played somewhere before he went MLB.
Kansas City Royals.
No.
He played college baseball.
My whole life was a lie, bro.
There's so many coming to my mind.
He was drafted in 1966.
It's the Mandela effect.
Yeah, I know he's drafted in the 60s.
Yeah. I didn't know about the Negro League being in the
20s. No, I knew it. You didn't know how far along it was.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Jonathan.
I was ill-informed.
All right, so Bengals.
There's probably something easy right there that we're forgetting about.
Wow.
There's probably somebody. I'm trying to think.
Bengals and Ravens?
Yeah, there's somebody like easy. I just can't think of his name.
Falcons and Ravens.
I got no clue.
Wow. We're all kind of stuck.
You want to change it to a different day?
Yeah, you can change it to something you like.
It is going to keep happening to us.
All right, let's go one more.
Pro Bowl. I would like a Super Bowl one.
Let's go back.
There's a Super Bowl one. That'd be awesome, but I see all Pro Bowls.
Ooh, 10-plus sacks. Chiefs.
Would that be Chris Jones?
Chris Jones. And on the Vikings, this cat.
The Bears had a quad back in the day. I know you
and
know
then you that. You could probably put Khalil Mack for the Bears.
Urlacher.
Never mind.
Mack.
Put Mack. Wow. Put Khalil Mack.
Oh, yeah. It has to be Khalil Mack then.
I think Khalil Mack would be a good one. Yeah. All right. Bears, Saints.
All right. Bears. Damn, Bears. We got the first part down.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Is there someone from Bears, Saints that we're forgetting about? Oh, God.
Yeah, I think so.
Chiefs, Panthers, Saints. Oh, Chiefs, Saints. Matt, the freaking corner, the safety. Oh my God.
Walker?
No, something with an M. Honey Badger.
Who?
Honey. His nickname's Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
No, yeah. that's his nickname.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Who Matt Moore.
Oh yeah. Chiefs Saints. Mateo.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, Tyron.
Tyron, that's it. I couldn't think of his full name.
The trouble.
Vikings, Panthers.
What's his name?
We already used Jared Allen.
Thielen. Adam Thielen. Thielen.
Yeah, Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen. Good one. Adam Thielen, bro.
I'm getting to it. Patience.
Vikings and Saints.
There's somebody there. I think it took a run it back. It's not Ingram, no. That's Vikings.
Did Dobbs play in any of these?
I don't think he played for the Saints.
Dobbs, he played for the Vikings.
Yeah.
I don't think he played for the Saints or for the Bears.
How about Fitzmagic?
No.
How about Castle?
We already used him.
Vikings and Saints.
No, he's not on the board, so you didn't use him.
I could be wrong.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah, you've got somebody in your mind.
Where'd Jameis Winston play?
Who's that? Adrian
Peterson, yes.
Oh, he did play for the Saints.
What about Bears Panthers?
Bears Panthers. There's somebody there.
One more.
Was this Steve Smith?
No, he didn't play for the Bears.
Oh, DJ Moore, bro.
Yeah, Bears, Panthers.
Yeah, yep. DJ Moore. Panthers, Bears.
Yo, DJ Moore, man.
That's a good one.
Go, DJ.
You know what? To redeem herself and miss one, that's great. Who's the middle one? Jimmy Graham.
Yo, that's sad.
He was on the Bears. I forgot.
Yeah, that's
sad. All right, so we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it is time for the hot take of the day, which is brought to you by Dougie's Political Hour. We should have new episodes coming back within the future of Dougie's Political Hour. So we will be right back. The Doug Strava Show is brought to you by our good friends at the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
And when are new episodes coming out, David?
I'm going to schedule one tonight for 8 p.m.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Yes, sir.
Sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
Feel like
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like it's just like people, even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things you can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah, Jimmy's the idiot.
That's crazy. Hot takes, he assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight?
Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
Girl.
Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, somewhere.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on another episode of the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by our good friends at the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. It is now time for Dougie's Political Hour's hot take of the day. So let's get it rolling, boys. All right. Today's hot take of the day is brought to you by Dougie's Political Hour. Should Jamar Hamlin win? Damar Hamlin win comeback player of the year. And we are going to go to David Mendoza.
You know how I feel about this. I don't think Damar Hamlin should win comeback player of the year because the guy played like one or two regular season games. Come on. I get it. It's a great story. It's great what that he came back. He was able to survive a near-death experience. But at the end of the day, there should be a minimum amount of games you play to be eligible for comeback player of the year.
Like the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole controversy with...
Joel Embiid.
Yep.
He's missing. He can't be considered an MVP candidate because he used all his sick time.
If he's gone for three more games... I think that's when they're gonna be like, when he's like, he's done. Even though he's putting up like historical numbers, it's gonna suck if he can't. Which it's on him, because it's his body and his choice where he wants to come in back or not. But at the same time, with the whole Damar Hamlin thing, excuse me for correcting you. I apologize. I think for him, it's like Dave said, it's a great story. But also behind that, you had the people that were helping him, and it brought more story and light of the situation and everything. So he's going to get it, but I feel like Dave said, there should be like a certain amount of games you play to earn that.
You think Damar Hamlin has a clone out on the field?
Getting into some conspiracy theorists.
I wish John was here.
Old man John.
Mm-hmm.
I had a discussion with him already the other day about this.
He really does think that Hamlin has a clone out there,
or a twin brother,
that's getting all the media attention and playing only one game or a couple snaps.
We're not going there. Come on, we're not going there. We're not going there, John.
No, I'm not trying to say this is, this is what happened. But I would believe more that it was a PR stunt on the NFL to bring safety more into play than a twin or a clone or whatever.
Yeah. I would believe.
Kind of like we could get into the whole conversation with bringing in Taylor Swift, because if you look at the numbers, she has brought in $330 million to the National Football League and the Kansas City Chiefs. We could get into that conversation too.
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways, because like it brought light into safety and everything for Damar Hamlin, and Taylor Swift brought in all her fans pretty much in.
Yeah,
because from like 8 years old to 18 or more, that in a range of football. Hey, Dad, I want to go to a game with you, or I want to watch football with you, because they want to see Taylor Swift. That's what it is.
Like, I don't hate Taylor Swift. I think she's talented, but everyone's shoving it down our throats. Be like, hey, there's Taylor on the TV.
If you rewatch it too much, it just gets old real fast.
I say this: do you think Taylor Swift regrets going to the games?
No.
Because of how much they're focused on her and not the game. Because at one point, they did put the camera on her, and she said, go away.
Yeah.
But that's on the NFL doing that to her.
But that's her also trying to be Mrs. Goody Two-Shoe and acting because she sees the fans' reactions and she's trying to be like, oh no, this isn't a PR stunt. This isn't.
But think about it in this way though, from this aspect. Think about me for a moment. Every time I go somewhere.
Oh God.
Think about anyone that's in radio. Think about any time you go somewhere, they're like, hey, there he is. Let's put him on the screen. Or there's Donald Trump. Let's put him on the screen. There's think of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's on the screen.
Dog, if that was you, you will love every minute of it.
Yeah, I know.
You will love every minute of it.
Here's the difference. Like,
think about the Chiefs Jets game. Isaiah Pacheco scored, and 2 seconds later, you see Taylor Swift celebrating. They didn't even show Pacheco.
But that's also on NFL doing that because they know what they're doing. They see a big star, of course they're going to go straight to her because she's the hottest thing going right now. Of course they're going to go straight to her. But I mean, good for her for bringing in like more fans. But at the same time, it's the NFL telling the cameraman, hey, every time they score, you got to boop, boop, boop.
All right, Dave, what did you want to bring up before I interrupted you?
You got to see it as... There's a difference between a regular celebrity and Taylor Swift at the end of the day. Because every regular celebrity gets time. How much time or video footage did they show of Eminem celebrating in the Lions game? Not as much as they show Taylor Swift on that screen. So the Taylor Swift effect is something totally different. They know what – does the NFL know what they're doing when they put her on the screen? Of course they know what they're doing.
It's money.
It's female viewership.
That's a lot too, but of people are just money
to see Taylor Swift on that screen. Okay? It's I think between the NFL getting more viewers from female fans that do not watch the game, that just want to see, hey, let's see if Taylor Swift's at the game, maybe they'll show her, to Kelsey making more money and getting more publicity from this as well. But I think the difference is that because of Taylor Swift's stature and what she's doing in the music industry and how many fans tune in just to see her, that's why they show her so much, is that female viewership. And the NFL obviously knows what they're doing when they put her on the screen.
Mm-hmm. And that to me raises a very important question. Does that ruin the integrity of the game or put into question the integrity of the game? Because at that point, it almost feels not scripted, but obviously they know what they're doing is marketing and whatnot, but it feels like WWE. They're setting these things into motion and into play just to get more viewership.
No, because
add revenue.
At the end of the day, it does not affect the game. They show her when there's touchdowns, when they're celebrating. They're not showing her when there's plays going on. We're still watching football at the end of the day.
Yeah. The only time is when it's like Dave says, like when it's touchdowns or something to do with Travis or anything, and they go right back to her. But, I mean, back to Jonathan's thing with the WWE, it's like, yes, it's scripted, but half the time, the moves are real. So football, you're watching, it's real. She's just there as a fan, like we are, watching it.
Yeah, but to me, this is great. To me, it's like they're using her as a marketing ploy because they want more revenue and they want more viewership, right? So what makes you think that they won't apply other measures to do so? Like if let's say, if a certain game, we want a certain team there, what makes you think that they, this team is going to get us more viewership? What makes you think that they won't try as much as possible to get that team into the Super Bowl? You get what I'm saying? Things like that, just to make sure they get more money.
Because you already have it now with Taylor Swift. Next year, if an athlete's saying somebody else, all of us would be like, oh, it's the same thing as Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. Like, who seen it, been there, done that? Like, she wasn't the first one. Remember when Britney Spears was dating freaking Tony Romo? They went a little bit crazy, and then after they broke up, it just stopped. Like,
but they didn't show her on TV as much as they showed Taylor.
Yes.
They're having, if you go to like FanDuel.com, they have Taylor bets. Will Travis propose to her? Will Taylor make a surprise appearance at the halftime show? You could actually bet some Taylor Swift props. So that's the big difference.
You're also comparing the betting back then, like 10 years ago or more, to now.
But everything is Taylor, Taylor, Taylor Swift, and I have nothing against her. Let's be real. Travis Kelce is in love with her. That's a real, real relationship. So I don't think to say they brought her in, it's a script. No, Travis is in love with her.
Yeah, I think this is what I meant when I used WWE as a similar sport or a similar thing coming into play.
Like a script.
More so, it's not script wise. More so, entertainment. Like they're literally making this into entertainment and a show about her. You know what I'm saying?
I think at the end of the day, it's more the media making out to, because if the media is going to keep talking about it, they're going to keep showing it.
Yeah.
If the media stop talking about it, oh, this and that, maybe they won't show it as much. The big question is, do you think that it's going to roll over to next season?
No.
No, because I think it a little bit in the beginning it will roll over.
No.
But unless Travis does have a plan of retiring with his brother.
You know what? I'll say this. I'm all for the whole Taylor Swift being, you know, them showing her, because it brings more viewership. It brings more fans. It brings into the game. Just like they do with female coaches now, female refs. It's showing that females can be involved with the sport of football, with any sport at the end of the day. So whether they want to show her 100 times or not, to me, is not affecting the game. It may affect marketing. It may affect promo. But we have nothing to do with that. We're involved with the game. We're there for our teams that we support, the players that we support at the end of the day. So,
yeah,
the only reason this Taylor Swift thing has exploded is because the media and the NFL wanted to.
Exactly.
That's my point, though. It's becoming more of an entertainment than an actual. We're forgetting about the actual sport, in a sense, to an extent. We're forgetting about the actual game because it's becoming more than football. It's just more. It's literally like 60% Taylor and 40% Super Bowl. It's literally what it's becoming, and that's more of a hindrance than a benefit, in my opinion.
Yeah, but now, they're still going to show the football.
Yeah.
I get the whole Taylor Swift thing. Everybody's mad about it. But it's also to bring in more fans. You bring in more fans, NFL will be around a lot longer when more fans get in tune.
No, because like you said, that Taylor Swift effect only lasts for this year. It's not going to trickle into next year. So those fans that she's, those viewership that she's coming, bringing in or whatever, they're gone next year.
Because think about it from this aspect. Now, I don't think they're going to break up, but let's say Travis and Taylor did break up. People are going to be like, oh, F the Chiefs, F this, F Travis, especially all the Swifties.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, the ratings go down.
Yeah, I don't think the viewership and the ratings are going to stay high. Well, if they have something else to talk about.
They're going to be high this year because of that, and then next year it'll just go down. Like, it'll go back down.
Unless they have something else to talk about. And that's my point. It's becoming more of entertainment.
But if you notice, it's blossoming into more. Because, okay, the Taylor Swift thing has brought in a lot of
money,
female audience, a lot of more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that his wife does all the jackets now?
Oh, Jusek.
Yeah, his wife. That brought basically a showing to her as well, because what did she do? She made a custom jacket for Taylor Swift, and now she's making jackets for all these people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that one situation is kind of blossoming for other people, other wives, other entrepreneurs that are involved with this sport. So people are going to be like, oh, the NFL, let me look into that. What can I do? How can I be a difference maker in the NFL? How could I make it blossom? Can I make my business grow because I'm marketing NFL as well. So, yeah, okay, the Taylor Swift stuff may die down sooner or later, but I also feel like it's bringing opportunities for other players' wives to put the spotlight on them, to see why they're into this game as well, not just because of their husbands play for it, whatever. So I see it as it's an opportunity for everybody to get their hands in the bowl and be like, listen, us females could get involved with this as well, not just because Taylor Swift, because we have a passion for it. Because if you really look at it, a lot of people, you talk sports, NFL, NBA, baseball, a lot of people think it's a male-dominant sport, which it is. The fan base is a male-dominant. But it shows you that females can also get into the sport, and females wouldn't hide it as much, or they'll come out and they'll show the support more often.
And speaking of females in sports, I think yesterday was Women Belong in Sports Day. And there's so many great women in Major League Baseball, NHL, you got Jamie Hirsch, who does a great job covering the game, Jackie Redman, Heidi Watney. These are all great role models for young females that take media, take sports marketing in college. So the NFL knows what they're doing. I wouldn't say it's rigged. I wouldn't say it's scripted. They just saw an opportunity. They saw Taylor Swift was going to games. They saw, and then Travis Kelce confirmed it on the podcast with his brother Jason. And then the NFL just took advantage of it. The media took advantage of it. All right, Taylor goes to all these stadiums. She does worldwide tours. We're going to take advantage of this, and we're going to do whatever we can to bring in some revenues for the National Football League.
I'll kind of play devil's advocate here. You can also see it as this is a reason why a lot of the wives or players' wives don't show up to games as well, because they see what's happening to Taylor Swift, where it's attention all on that person, all that person's wife. Because now you look at it, this whole weekend they've been doing a special on Ed McCaffrey because Christian McCaffrey's in there. So
the old receiver for Denver. Okay.
Yeah, Super Bowl winning champion.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a devil's advocate of it'll bring people into the sport, but it'll also push people away from the sport. Yeah. So, at the moment, it's helping the NFL. Next season, will they show her as much? Probably not. I'm going to tell you the truth.
It all depends on, like the end of the Super Bowl, like what's going to happen.
It's also going to rely on a relationship.
Yeah, who knows? Travis even said, he said this in an interview, that he told her she didn't have to come to games. Like, he gave her the tickets and everything. So she came on her own volition. So that show, like, Doug went to his point. They do love each other. There's no.
Yeah, it's a real relationship.
Yeah, it's not like staged or anything.
It's not.
Like,
it's not staged. They didn't say, "Hey, they didn't
care for each other."
Yeah, right, of course. Because you're gonna have those. You're gonna have those conspiracy theorists who said
this guy over here.
The NFL got Taylor and Travis together. They're gonna act like a couple. They're gonna act like they're in love. No, that's not the case. They're a real couple. They're truly in love. What, Jonathan?
It hasn't been done before.
What do you mean?
You think that the whole Taylor Swift thing originated by the NFL? That it did not originate from them two hooking up and her showing up to support her man, and all of a sudden it just turned into a circus?
No. It did. That could be legitimate, sure. And like you said, they are taking advantage of it. And they probably did partner up and say, hey, we're gonna focus more attention on you, blah blah. There's gonna be more revenue, and you can get.
They don't all have to or anything. She's in a NFL football stadium. They can do whatever they want. They can show her 100 times a day. She doesn't have to get consent or anything.
He has no control over that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like the revenue that's going to be coming in just because she's there, and they. I'm pretty sure.
But she has no control of that.
She has no control of who goes to the game.
So you're saying that people. So you're saying that people bought Travis Kelce jerseys on purpose? No, they decided to buy jerseys.
Because of what's going on.
Well, but the NFL didn't tell them to buy it.
It's a mutual thing. It's a mutual thing.
So Jonathan does believe that it's all set up. Yes or no?
No, I believe they could be in a relationship for real. But like you said, they're taking advantage of it. That's all they're doing. Like, and they know what's going on, and they're saying, well, we're going to get this so-and-so. I get my cut, you get your cut. It's very much like that. At the end of the day, well, they're business people.
I mean, for them, the revenue, $300 million just from her.
$300 billion, bro, for that
excuse me, $1 billion just from her. It's from the jersey sales. It's from the tickets. It's from the other stuff and everything. So, on the part, it's a real relationship, but the NFL did take advantage of.
Yeah, they did. Situation. But I wouldn't sit here and say it's scripted and it's.
No, it's not scripted. It's just.
Yo, the feminism today is. Yo, it's immaculate. It's crazy.
Yeah, but they genuinely did fall in love with each other. So, I mean, there's nothing there. NFL just did a great job of just pulling the trigger at the right time.
All right, so before we go, we're not doing any predictions. We did two hot takes technically today. Jamar Hamlin, and somehow it got turned into Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift.
It's like the debacle all over again.
Yeah. So I want each of us to name three quarterbacks who we think, well, it's kind of a prediction, I guess, who we think will be in the quarterback series season two. So each name three quarterbacks, and I'll get the answer right after the quick commercial break. So we're each going to name three quarterbacks that we think will be in the quarterback series on Netflix. Could be, maybe we're going to have the Super Bowl champion, maybe. You never know.
Could be.
So think about that, and we'll have our answer right after this quick commercial break.
Wanted to play.
He had
wanted,
no care in the world because he said, "I only want to play for that team."
Yeah, hold on.
Because
that.
So, okay, how do you know?
Said, no, I heard your words. I'm right.
I
here.
Said Watson.
No. They would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
You're saying that's me, nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. So for me, the three quarterbacks are going to be in the Netflix quarterback series season two. They did announce it renewed. I am going with one, Brock Purdy. The second quarterback I'm going with is CJ Stroud. And the third quarterback I'm going with is Baker Mayfield. So let's head over to Dave now for his three quarterbacks.
Oh, this is going to be a tough one. Who was it last year? Patrick Mahomes, Mariota, and who was
Jalen and Jalen Hurts.
All right. So if I'm going to go anybody for next season, I'm probably going to go Tua. I'm going to go the kid from the Raiders. I forget his name.
Carlson?
Aiden
O'Connell. I'm going to go with him, and I'm going to go with probably go Lamar Jackson.
Oh, no, not bad. Interesting. All right, Jimmy, who you got?
I think I'll go with Brock Purdy, Jared Goff.
I like that one.
Yeah. And I think I would go with Baker Mayfield.
All right, boys. Thank you, Jonathan. We all know you're going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Nah, Lamar Aaron Jackson. Rodgers. I got Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. Purdy, and that third one is hard. CJ. Probably CJ.
CJ Stroud?
Yeah.
All right, boys, this has been a great episode of Dougie and the Boys, which will be back next Thursday. So we do have an important announcement to make. So Dougie and the Boys will no longer be virtual once it's the summer and the spring. We are going to do the episodes outside. of course, pending the weather. I just figured it'd give us more space. The background will look nice. So, and then yeah, I went to corporate. Me, of course. And I think next week, John is going to try and get here. So if the weather is nice, maybe we'll be outside. If not, we'll be here in the studio.
Who's your, wait. Who's your Super Bowl picks?
Oh, yeah, we got to get our Super Bowl pick. So I would like to see, and let's get head over to the single camera. I would like to see the San Francisco 49ers win the Super Bowl. I'm an NFC guy, so of course I'm going to want to see the NFC win the Super Bowl. But I want to see the Bengals win, of course, but so I can't root for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But I won't be surprised if the Chiefs win this game. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game 34-28 in overtime. And your MVP, of course, will not be Patrick Mahomes. It is going to be Travis Kelce.
All right, Doug. So, I got the Niners winning. Because I'm going with my heart. And I want, I think the score is going to be a little bit, I don't want it to be a defensive game, but I think it is. I don't have a feeling. So I'm going to go with 24-21, low-scoring game, and Kittle being the MVP. Tight end, baby.
All right, Jimmy, who you got?
Who do I want? Like you said, Doug, I want to see San Fran win, but I won't be surprised if Chiefs win either. But I'm going to go with San Fran. I think they have too many weapons on that offensive team for Kansas City to stop. And I think MVP?
McCaffrey.
Chris McCaffrey, you got it.
You know, my gut's telling me that the Chiefs are going to somehow pull it off. Might be 31-28. But they do have an injury, a big injury, with Thuney being out.
Chris Jones.
So I think the 49ers are going to pull it off somehow, some way. And your MVP is going to be Debo.
Ooh, I like that one.
That's a good one.
Must be nice.
That's a real good one because I went with Kittle just basing it off of you know how sometimes they give the last guy with like a crazy catch to win the game. They do that sometimes.
Oh yeah, sometimes, but you don't get that a lot.
Nah.
Debo's gonna pull up with the Black Air Forces, bro.
Yo.
All right, boys. It's been a pleasure. I'll see everybody at Dave's house on Super Bowl Sunday. We are doing a vlog, right, Dave? I'll bring my cat.
We'll do a vlog. We'll do maybe like a beginning to get our predictions once again coming into the game, seeing who's hurt, who's not, who's going to be
before
active.
Drinking.
And then we'll probably do a quick recap at halftime. Dougie, I believe you said you were leaving at halftime.
Yeah.
So we'll do our halftime recap, see how the game's going. And from there, we'll see who's crowned Super Bowl champions.
Must be nice. So we're not going to do a commentary throughout the game?
We can do short bits.
You're going to see a lot of betting. That's all you're going to see.
Yeah.
All
right, cool. And then I'll produce it, and then I'll upload it.
Bring cash.
And I'll upload it. And I'll upload it for the day I'm on the ship.
I'll bring singles, bro.
Yeah, bring singles.
Why?
Because we bet almost everything.
They all bet on certain things.
We bet next play.
Coin toss.
We bet commercials. What's the next commercial?
First downs.
Yeah, we bet almost everything.
I heard there's going to be a Dougie and the Boys commercial in there, right?
Yeah, we wish.
I hope so.
Imagine.
I walked out of Dave's dad's house with $100 of singles.
Must be nice. All right.
I had a good night that night.
Well, I have a debit card, so you guys can cash at me.
No, you bring your singles.
All right. See you boys next time.
Later.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.